A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Jay Long's with us in the studio for our weekly Jay Long Show, our first episode coming after a football game here this season, Coach, and good to have one under the belt, see what your team has got it all about after a Saturday out there finally hitting somebody else. And with this first game come and gone, what do you feel like you learned the most about your team on Saturday in Grand Junction?
You know, I think the thing that I'm proud of, Dave, is that we fought until the end. And, you know, in the game, there's always adversity, and there's things that they come up. And we had some kids in some different positions, and I just was really happy that we fought until the very end. I also thought that, you know, things that, you know, that stood out was our two-minute. Obviously, our defense, you know, we really had a really good day on defense. And one of the things we really put an emphasis on is our two-minute drills. And our defense was put into two-minute drills, and it resulted in no points. Our offense, we were put into 1 2-minute drill, and we scored on that drive. So I thought that was something that was a highlight and something that, you know, we worked on and we stressed, and it was something that we ended up, you know, having success with. The captain obvious is we need to score more points, and I thought our defense played really well.
Did it surprise you that it was such a defensive game, Coach, with us guys and teams not knowing how this would play out with all the weirdness of the season? Was that a shock that it was so defensive and nothing at halftime?
You know, you asked me this question on Saturday, and the answer was, I didn't know, you know, what it would be. But, you know, in my head, I was thinking this could be really easily a big shootout. And, you know, as the game progressed, I think that, you know, that one of the things that way with this first game is we played a brand new defense. We showed a defense that we never played last year. And I think that their offense wasn't prepared for that. When you look at us on offense, we saw a defense that we weren't prepared for. We thought we were going to get a different type of front, and we got a complete different one. And they brought a lot of pressure at us. And then also, you know, Colorado Mesa's defense is really good. They brought in some transfers, and they're nice. They're one of the top defenses in the conference. And so I think that created that defensive game. And surprised, kind of, but I guess not really once, you know, you look back and you see everything in the game and those type of things.
As many high-flying games as the Eagles and Mesa have played the last several years, it was kind of fun to see a nothing-nothing defensive game at halftime and then move along and be so low-scoring and go into overtime. And, Coach, you've gone back, you've watched the film, you've broken down the game, talked about their defense and how much they really focused on your running game and the rushing attack. What kind of stuff do you want to get adjusted or improved on this week to be able to have the success running the football that you really want to?
You know, I think that when Mesa went into the game plan was that they got to stop the run, and they loaded up the box on us and they manned up our wide receivers. You know, in order for our offense to have success, then you need to be able to beat that man. And there's different things. There was problems with it. One is, you know, sometimes we're not on the same page because of the confusion that they brought when they brought their pressures at us. And I think that we as coaches could have done a better job giving them another couple more looks. We really just felt we were going to get a four-man front, and, you know, we ended up getting a bare front, and they load up the box, and that hurt us. You know, when you look at us on offense, the one thing I will say is that, you know, we just didn't get manhandled. It was just mistakes. And mistakes happen in the first games. And now what it is we got to raise a challenge to our guys. We got to go out and execute this game against South Dakota Tech and get back on the right page. And now we know what a game speed is like. Now we know what be able to make in-game changes. And, you know, I think that'll something we've got to improve on this week.
For as low scoring as the game was, Coach, there were opportunities for both teams, and I know something you'll see on the stat sheet that you're going to want to fix is that until that last drive of the fourth quarter, just really couldn't get that clutch scoring play in the red zone. Eagles were 1 of 6 in the red zone. How do you guys feel like you can improve that red zone efficiency, and what was it maybe that was so tough to score inside the 20 on Saturday?
You know, Dave, this is one that definitely stands out. You know, when you sit there on offense and you start saying, all right, what happened? What do we need to get improve on? And it really comes down on consistent drives. When you look at our plays, I think we were just a little over 80 plays. I think it was 81 or 82 plays on offense that we were out there. And then, you know, when you look at three and outs, there wasn't a lot of three and outs by us made either. But when you look at the next one is our third down conversions on offense. We need to be better on the third down conversions, which then tells you that in order to have a great third down conversion, you got to typically have a good second down. And we were in a lot of second downs, which then, you know, had to force us to maybe change the play calls and those type of things to get back to third and manageable. You know, that's one thing that, you know, that I think that we really focus on is that consistency, and with our consistency in our drives. And then, yeah, when you look at red zone, in the, you know, we were 1-for-6 in the red zone. And, you know, that's a ton of points on the that we left out there that could have changed the game. And something that, you know, we're going to continue to focus on, and something we got to get fixed as we get going.
Coach, let's focus on the last drive, that 2-minute offense drive. Ends with Jaylon Rice catching a 9-yard touchdown from Dalton, sending the game to overtime. Boy, you guys really put together a clutch drive. You stayed poised, and Dalton threw a great pass to Rice in the end zone, and that was a lot of fun to see you take it all the way down.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, and that was in our 2-minute, you know, drive. Dalton, you know, I think we truly believe that we have one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the country, and, you know, it's nice to see the ball in his hands, and he drove the thing right down, and you end up getting a score out of it, and it was also good for Jaylon. Jaylon had a good day, and you know, it was his first start, first time out there on the field and for the Eagles, and you know, I was happy with him, and he's somebody that we're going to build on, and I look forward to watching him grow and develop as the season goes on.
We're going to have more with the coach right after this.
We've got more insight into Shadron State football next. You're listening to The Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Back with head coach Jay Long on the Jay Long Show tonight. Let's get into special teams, coach. Saturday, an interesting special teams game. Some rough spots, but also some good moments. 0-for-3 with a couple of blocked field goals and the muffed punt return. But then Ethan Frey had a huge 77-yard kickoff return, and Parker Dillon, he got off some terrific punts as well. A couple of those downed, one at the 1, one went out at the 2. Talk to us about special teams and just kind of how it was a mixed bag on Saturday.
You know, with Parker, you know, I mean, we were really excited about how he punted. I know that, you know, in the game, I think he had, what do you have, 6 punts, I think it was. You know, getting 2 inside the 5, and I guess really two inside the 2 was just huge. And when you look at, you know, on Saturday, you know, you play great defense, you got to have, you know, good special teams, great special teams, and I think he was a weapon that was definitely to our advantage. And then Frey, that was a special return by him. That was exciting. Frey's one of the fastest guys on our team. We have some new technology that we put on our guys, they strap in their shoulder pads, and Frey can run. Measures their speed.
Wow.
And Frey is one of our fastest players on our team, and it showed on that kickoff return. I was excited for him on that. I also thought that our kickoffs were really good. We only had very few of them, but I thought our kickoffs were really good with Alberto. And then, you know, obviously then the stuff we got to focus on is in our kicking game, which we just got done talking about. We were 1-for-6 in the red zone, and we had 2 block kicks. And one of our kids that we had to leave home, he's right where it came. That was a spot that we didn't have our next guy ready, and that's ultimately on me. When you're looking at the situations that we get put in because of the year with the COVID and those type of things, a guy has to prepare for absolutely everything, and you got to have that next man up ready to go. And what happened was basically we had a couple new guys in on our protection, and the guy just tried to block a different person and create a seam. So then on the next play, our other guy over adapted because that's where the block came. Then we created a new seam, and then by the third one, which was our extra point to go into overtime, we had it fixed. And you know, so those are things we'll work on. And the good thing is this first game, it's not our last game, and we can go out. We can get this stuff fixed and make ourselves prepared for this next game.
How about your Hammer Award? Did you guys vote on that yet this week? And kind of a tough one to pick this week for that hammer.
You know, yeah. You know, I think Parker Dillon punt did an outstanding job. Ethan Frey on that kickoff return was outstanding. We also blocked a couple of their kicks also on their kicks. So I mean, that when you're looking at Justin Calderon got his hand on one, and whenever you get your hand on a kicker on a kicker's kick on field goal or extra point, it affects the kick, and he got a hand on the first one, and then they missed the second one. But when you look at it, the kid had to miss Justin's hand, so that was, you know, that was a good sign and something that, you know, we can continue to build on.
Coach, let's dive more into the defense now from Saturday. It looked really, really good. That's obvious. And you had some new guys emerge that look like they're going to be solid this year. I really liked what Juwan Murphy did with his coverage down the field. Another guy, Gabe Perkins, came up with a big third down play in a PBU. Gutierrez, Hopkins, Maka. I mean, you guys had a bunch of guys step up on defense.
You know, I just right off the top of my head, I think there's five returners on that defense. There may be a few more, but five starters in there that have, you know, significant playing time. And the rest are, you know, newcomers. And, you know, I think we did a really good job recruiting in some kids that, you know, that understand our scheme, and they really just played fearlessly. And you know, we did a great job of shutting down their run also. And when you look at the stats, really there's just two big runs they got, and one of them was a poor call by me, poor communication by me, and Bobby Peel ran the guy down and tackled him and saved the touchdown, and we ended up stopping him on that drive. But I guess when you look at the defense, I think our D-line, it all starts there. It always starts up front, and our guys up front, you know, they understood their role, and they did it. And Gabe Perkins, big sack, that was huge. He's a kid that we've been blocking. Our first-string offense has been going against, and he's you know, really got a really nice pass rush. The more game reps he gets, the better he's going to be. He was a kid that we didn't redshirt last year. We traveled around a little bit, but this year he's getting his time, and so that'll be exciting to watch him grow. And Brendan Hopkins, I can't say enough about him. He had 9 tackles, sack, tackle for loss, and then really the even better was in the overtime. He made 2 out of the 3 tackles in overtime, so that was outstanding by him. And then Maka on at linebacker, he played linebacker like you're supposed to play linebacker. And then you just got Travis Wilson and Noah Kirchel, who also just did a great job. And then our secondary in the back, you know, we got a lot of new faces in there, and you know, those guys, you know, were playing and playing hard, and allowed us to maybe be a little bit more aggressive up front because they were covering so well. So yes, it was a good, outstanding effort by all of them.
It's kind of easy to get lost in numbers and stats sometimes, Jay, and if you don't really dive into a game, you know, people on the national scene are going to see this running back from Mesa go for 171 yards. You mentioned the two runs, 61 and 63. I'm not a mathematician. I did it earlier, and it's not right in front of me, but something like only 49 yards he gained on your defense outside of two huge runs. Something people may not see, but the defense really did step up and hold him otherwise from those two runs.
You know, it really just comes down to points. There's all kinds of terms out there, bend, don't break, all those type of things. It really just comes down to, you know, making some plays, and we held them to 7 points, and I thought that our red zone defense was good by our defense, and then also, you know, I just think that, you know, it was just a good defensive effort by the guys.
All right, let's move into our weekly injury look. One of the offensive linemen banged up a little bit in the game, and then a tight end as well. What can you tell us on injuries as we look forward?
You know, Cole Foster didn't finish the game. We're hoping to find out some more news on him this week, early this week. I know he's been in the training room with Don, and hopefully he'll be able to get back out there.
How about personnel for this week, too, Coach? You were without the full travel squad in Grand Junction. You know, players, couple of coaches unable to make the trip. Even had a couple assistants and players coming in the middle of the night, arriving the morning of the game after some late COVID results didn't come in with the rest of the team. So a lot of scrambling and stuff you guys had to deal with your first game. Do you feel like you're getting some people back for Saturday?
You know, yeah, Dave, we didn't travel a full travel squad. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, when there was, players in different positions, there were coaches in different positions. You know, they threw a lot of adversity at us. And, you know, one thing I can tell you is I'm really proud of our players. I'm really proud of our young coaches. They stepped up. You know, and this is one of those things where, you know, we just don't know. You know, on Wednesday, we're going to do testing. We'll do our testing again. There may be some guys missing. There may not. And, you know, we just got to go out and we got to play. And it's the next man up. When you look on our red zone and those type of things, you're missing key players in key spots and those things all affect the game. But you know, at the end of this thing is that this is we're very fortunate to play, and our guys know that they're very fortunate to play, and we need to make sure that no matter what gets thrown at us, we just got to keep playing ball and have that next man up mentality.
Coach, with everything leading into the season and then especially leading into the game and some of these unexpected things or maybe expected, you know, you might figure you have a few guys not available for games during the season, but all the different things you and the staff had to do and rearrange for this game, was this the hardest game, hardest three and a half hours you've ever had to coach, do you think? Or how does that compare to some of the other games?
You know, I told the defense that it was one of the most fun games I've ever been a part of. It was really fun. It was fun to play out there in that game. It was a dogfight, man. Last year we were in a 64-62 game with Adam State, and this year we're in a 7-7 tied game tied game defensive brawl. And when you look at these games, the biggest thing is we got to find a way to win them. And when you're in them close games, you know, tough teams can find a way to win. And whether it be we create a takeaway on defense, or we find a play that works on offense that just creates a spark or creates momentum, and then or something on special teams that changes the game. That's where you can change the game the most, is on that ST. And when I talked to you on Friday, we talked about those keys to the game, and ST was going to be a big factor, and we had our big plays and they had their big plays on them.
Coach, let's finish up with the early look at South Dakota Mines. You get a turn to South Dakota Tech, an arch rival, and you'll get a play for that Eagle Rock Trophy twice this season. Game number one is going to be here at our place at 5 o'clock on Saturday night. What's your early look at the Hard Rockers?
Dave, it's an interesting year when you look at our schedule also, and one of the things that I think's really cool is that we're playing five. The rest of our games are all rivalry games. We play for the trophy with Tech, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, and we versus Black Hills, this regional rivalry, and then also we get to play against Kearney. And I think that's really unique and really fun, and something that our guys are excited about doing. The next part of it is that when you're looking at Tech and or South Dakota School of Mines, you watch them on film. They've got a North Dakota State transfer at quarterback. He had a really nice game against Black Hill State last week. Their running back at South Dakota School of Mines is one of the most dynamic players in the conference. We got to definitely, when we do our game plan and those type of things, we got to know where those guys are, and those guys got to be a factor. Those guys on defense, they're going to run a bunch of different fronts. So what I think so far, I've counted three different fronts, and we got to be assignment sound on them. And we know that the past three games we played with them have just been crazy football games and fun football games. And we got to get ready for that and bring our motion level up, and let's go out and let's go play them.
Yeah, I love that we get this game twice this year, the last few, and now 4-0 in the Eagle Rock Trophy games, Coach. We'll talk more about that stuff in our pregame this week, but it is always fun to play South Dakota Mines. They got a brand new coaching staff, too, fans, and we'll get into that with Coach Long and what he expects in more detail on our pregame show coming up before kick on Saturday. Jay, appreciate you coming in again for our weekly visit with you on the Jay Long Show. Great insights on the team, and I thought just a heck of an effort by you guys and the team with everything you had to overcome to have a season, to get into Saturday, and darn near pulled that one out in the end on the road in a tough environment.
Yeah, I was, like I said, there's some things we need to improve on for sure, Dave, and that's always after every first game. You know, I'm really looking forward to get back out on the football field and continue to get better. So thank you guys.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.